branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power, power to the power. Small business.
Howdy, how are y'all? I spoke to someone this past week from New York, and she said she liked my Texas accent. And I thought, I didn't think I had one. I was born in North Dakota, but I have been living in Texas for over 30 years now, and I guess I picked up a little bit of Texas accents. I do say y'all a lot, and I do say howdy a lot. So howdy, my name is Jay Arrett. I am Chief Officer of Awesomeness for themarketingspot.com. a marketing resource and learning center for small business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. And this show here is a little something we like to call Power to the Small Business, designed especially for the entrepreneurs and the small business owners that run the economic engine of this country and all the great countries around the world. How's that for sounding important? My website is themarketingspot.com. The podcast website is powertothesmallbusiness.com. That's where you can find an archive of past episodes, along with show notes and links, particularly from this episode, number 75, which is guestless today. I had two guests in the previous episode. This one's just moi, and we're going to be talking a little bit of marketing, some issues that have been on my mind lately. And let me jump into the first one. My wife and I celebrated our 12th anniversary with a three-day weekend in Dallas. As I record, this is on a Monday, and we just got back yesterday. Now, we went to several restaurants. We went to some local attractions, saw the sixth-floor museum at the Texas School Book Depository where President Kennedy was shot and assassinated. We did a lot of things. We went to some wine tastings at the wineries up in Grapevine, which is just north of the DFW area. So I want to tell you about the weekend, not in too much detail. We made our own magic, but our experiences at the businesses were without magic. Our experiences, I would say they weren't bad. They were good, mostly what we expected, but there was no magic. And it's the magic that makes an experience with a business remarkable. For example, our anniversary dinner, we chose an upscale steakhouse in downtown Dallas, and it wasn't bad. The restaurant had a great decor. It had a especially cool entry view when you first entered the restaurant. The service was good. Wasn't great, but it was good. The food was fine. The wine list was good. It was about what we expected. Probably a little less, given the price that we paid. I mean, you expect a lot when you pay $40 for a steak. Now, it wasn't a bad experience. As I said, we have no horror stories, no complaints, but we also don't have any magic spot stories either. Magic spot stories are what I call those memorable moments in the customer's experience that the customer has to retell to their friends and family. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of businesses today. And I had a chance to think about this over the weekend. And I know it's my anniversary weekend, right? And I'm analyzing the customer experiences of all the businesses that we go into, such as my life, though. But back to my point, it's that magic ingredient that's what's missing in a lot of businesses today. It's not your job to just provide a product or a service. You're not there to provide people what they expect. They're paying for what they expect. They walk into your business expecting something, and they'll give you money for what they expect, and a transaction will happen, and that's just fine. But if you really want them to remember you, if you really want them to talk about you, you have to give them something that's unexpected. Let me give you some more illustrations. We went to three different winery tasting rooms in Grapevine, Texas over the weekend. And that's a little community just north of Dallas. And we got pretty much what we expected. Pay your tasting fee, get X number of tastes, buy a bottle if you really like the wine, and then be on your way. It was formulaic. Now, again, I emphasize none of the experiences were bad. They just weren't magic. I'm going to tell you one more story. We went to a restaurant. This is the only place I'm going to call out by name. Medieval Times Restaurant. We went there our second night up in Dallas. I've always wanted to go to medieval times. I don't know, a kid at heart or whatever, but I've driven past that place numerous times on my trips through Dallas. I thought, I gotta go to that place. And they have, I think, like six other places around the country. So you might say, surely, Jay, surely there were some magic spots during your evening at medieval times. The jousting, the show, the knights. Yes, there was all that, but that's what I expected. The place is called Medieval Times. I expected knights and jousting. I expected to eat with my hands and no silverware, which you do, by the way. But the rest of the experience was a navigation through a well-planned sales process. Every step was Medieval Times trying to sell you add-ons. Now, this is not to say it was a bad experience. It wasn't. I'm glad I did Medieval Times. The show was good. It was the experience I expected, but nothing more. So this is what I'm getting at. My wife and I came home from an anniversary weekend in Dallas with no stories, at least not the kind that I can talk about here on the podcast. What I'm saying is that the magic we made was our own. We came back from our weekend with a list of things we did, but no stories of magical moments at a business. And here's my question to you. Where's the magic in your business? Are you just giving people what they expect? Your product may be good. Your service may be fine. Your price fair. And if so, congratulations, that puts you in the middle of the pack. But if you want to make that jump, if you really want people to start talking about your business, to earn that word of mouth that we discussed in the previous episode of this podcast, number 74, I suggest you go back and listen to it, then you have to give people more than they expect. You have to create some magic spots in their experience, some memorable moments that they can both recall themselves so they can remember their experience with you fondly, but also you need to give them some magic spots that they can retell to their friends and family. You don't want to be just a bullet point on a list of things the customer did that day. Stand out. Create some magic. It's the way to put yourself in those top 10% of businesses. The customer experience is so important for that. So I have some reference materials for you if you want to get on this project of creating the magic of people talking about the experience that they had with you. You can look back in the podcast archives, episodes number 1, number 34, number 44, number 58, and number 65. I also have a free recorded customer experience webinar on my website, themarketingspot.com. Look under free resources, and you will see my list of free webinars, and there is one for the customer experience, creating a remarkable online and offline customer experience. So check that out and get working on the magic in your business. Last week, I wrote a blog post about pushing the panic button with your marketing. And that means you're looking for results right now. You're a little panicky. You don't have enough business and you're looking for things to do to get some business marketing. And I'm talking in the marketing realm here. So I want to talk to you about demanding results from your marketing right now, meaning I do something today that gets me results today. I mean, let's face it. Some businesses are desperate for business. And so they go on the hunt for the magic marketing pixie dust. And there are plenty of people on the internet selling magic marketing pixie dust. The result is a lot of internet hype from these online services, these gurus that promise you amazing, historic results from their prepackaged programs. Now, I want to say a couple of things about that. The first is there is no one-size-fits-all program. If one-size-fits-all, it fits no one in particular. It's hand-me-down marketing. So when you see these prepackaged secret programs, realize something. There is no secret. No internet secret. There's no branding secret. There's no SEO secret. No traffic gusher secret. No Google Page One secret. No social media secret formula. This is the internet. There are no secrets. Just ask Charlie Sheen and Tiger Woods. If someone does find a secret today, tomorrow, it's no longer a secret. So these prepackaged programs don't give you any secrets that are not widely known. What they do is put them in a nicely wrapped, pre-packaged program that they can sell to you, because it makes it convenient for you to get the information in one place. So understand that you are not buying a secret, you are buying convenience. But you also might be buying a false sense of accomplishment, thinking you're solving your problems when in fact you may be delaying them, maybe even multiplying them. Here's what I mean by that. First, it's not that some of these programs don't work. I would guess that many of them do. You may actually see some results, whatever you define your results to be. But what you're not buying is a solution. You're buying a temporary fix. You're like that little Dutch boy plugging his hole in the leaky dike. You haven't fixed the dike, you've plugged the leak. So sometimes these prepackaged programs or these secret tactics distract you and delay you from finding the real solution to long-term marketing success, because you become dependent on these secrets or these magic marketing pixie dust programs. So that brings me to my second point about this, and that is the state of now. If you're always working on getting results today, meaning you're hitting the panic button, you need something right now, who's working on tomorrow? Today is the future of 1 year ago. What is happening to your business right now is not a product of yesterday. It's the product of the past year and probably longer. In 365 days from today, March 2012, we'll be here. What are you doing today to work on March 2012? I suggest you not wait until February 2012 to figure that out. I suggest you begin today. So in my blog post that I wrote last week, I suggested that if you're hitting the panic button, looking for the magic marketing pixie dust that will bring you business right now, I suggest you simultaneously be working on tomorrow, something that will work for the long term. Because the secret you just purchased today will not be a secret tomorrow, and especially not 1 year from now. I remember a long time ago when I worked for Clear Channel Communications, seeing Roy Williams, the Wizard of Ads, come in and do a talk for us. He worked for Clear Channel at the time, and he compared advertising to cocaine, meaning businesses think if they advertise today, they take a hit and they get a high. And now we're in the internet era, and people think that you get on the internet and you use these special programs and you take a hit of the magic marketing pixie dust and you get a high today. And sometimes you do, but then you're always looking for your next high. And so you say, all right, if I don't get some business today, I might not be here a year from now. And I say, fine, split your time. Work on now and next year at the same time. Because if you don't, you'll always be in this constant struggle, this constant battle for today, always looking for the next secret program, always on edge, looking for your next shot of magic marketing pixie dust. Now, this was not a commercial. To help you out, I am doing a free webinar. I'm doing the webinar because of what I just talked about. I'm doing this free webinar on March 17th. It's called How to Create and Execute a Small Business Marketing Plan. Because ultimately, your success is not determined by a secret. It's guided by a plan. And I'm going to show you how to create one. It's a 1 hour free webinar. And I'm doing this webinar because I constantly see businesses operating without a plan, looking for something that works right now. So check it out. It's on my website, themarketingspot.com. Then look in the webinar tab, also the events tab. Search around. You'll find the link to register for the free webinar. And those are the important things that are on my mind for this episode. So here's what's going on at themarketingspot.com. Phase one and two of the website transformation are complete. The new website is up. All blog posts from my old site have been migrated over to the new site. And as far as I can tell, I'm maintaining my search engine rankings in the process, knocking on wood. Still a few minor tweaks to be done. And hopefully the migration of my blog from the old Blogger, the Google Blogger platform, to my new WordPress platform on my website will hold up. But this month, March 2011, I will be completing what I'm calling the Entrepreneur's Edge. It's a special learning resource for small business owners and entrepreneurs that will have my complete coaching programs and other deep dive premium content, also some special live events, and some announcements coming soon. So I guess these would be the pre-announcements. I've got a premium webinar scheduled for April on how to do a direct mail campaign. And for the first time ever, I'm excited to announce I'll be offering some online group coaching, working with an exclusive small group of entrepreneurs, taking them through the system I use with my consulting clients. Should have that announcement later this week on the website, themarketingspot.com. On the travel schedule this week, I'm at the Adobe Omniture Summit in Salt Lake City, getting smarter about online marketing, some cool speakers and sessions on tap, and we'll see if I can grab some audio and video while I'm there. Then I'll be crashing the party at South by Southwest next week. Unfortunately, can't make the entire program, but we'll get down there for some of the ancillary events. And got some cool guests lined up for the next couple of episodes on The Big Show, talking about customer feedback, and then a special WordPress episode of the podcast. So make sure you visit the website, powertothesmallbusiness.com. That's where you'll find show notes, links, an archive of past episodes, and it's also where you can subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. My name is Jay Arrett of themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Our thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of The Big Success Show for the opening and closing credits of the podcast. You can find Mary Lynn at The Big Success Podcast, BIGGSuccess.com.